Robert Killian. This is a special meeting of the Civil Service Commission on June 29, 2012, 11:03. We constitute a quorum of attendance with Linda McMacken, Steve Lackich, and also in attendance are Interim Police Chief Sue Schultz and Secretary Chief Examiner Kate Brown. There are no other members of the public, but of course they're always welcome. We convene a special meeting to discuss potentially considering a lateral interview via a video teleconference method. But let's first see if there's any conflicts of interest or any important in-between meeting communications. Does anybody know this candidate or has been communicated with regarding this situation?
No.
Steve Lackich, no conflicts.
No, I don't know who it is.
Nope, nor do I. Okay, so that brings us to the topic of the consideration of video interviews. Kate, you just want to catch us up on the situation?
Sure. So one of our lateral, well, we have one lateral candidate at the moment who does not live in the state. And the person has asked whether or not it would be possible to be interviewed electronically via Skype. He also mentioned FaceTime, I mean, some sort of electronic means of interview. And I put a message out to the listserv, public safety testing, which is, you know, representatives like me from other agencies, and said, have any of you done this before? What's your experience been? I received three or four responses, all whom confirmed that they do allow video conferencing for initial interviews as a way to narrow the pool, but not necessarily at the step that we're at right now. They have to, at least one other agency or jurisdiction said that they've done it in other departments, but not necessarily for civil service. So that was the extent of my research. I talked with Will Patton, our interim city attorney, about it, who confirmed that there's nothing in the rules that says anything about what the interviews need to be like. And going back to the training that I attended earlier this month, the commission can come up with any process they like, so long as it is consistent throughout, so you treat every applicant the same. In the discussion with Will, we talked about whether or not the commission might want to consider providing this opportunity to only out-of-state applicants or a certain number of miles away or upon request. I don't know, just throwing all that out there for your consideration. The technical side of it, technically we can do the interviews either via Skype, or we have a video conferencing system in here, that little round ball underneath the TV that's a camera. But the issue there is that you have no idea what the other person has. So the one time we've used this for an interview, the applicant, this is not non-civil service, but the applicant was in a facility that had video conferencing. I don't think that's reasonable to expect people to have the system that works with our system. So in all likelihood, it would end up being probably Skype. One thing the IT manager reminded me that, you know, the images on the computer when you use Skype are not great, they're fine, but if you try to blow it up onto the TV of that size, they're going to be very fuzzy. So it's really the applicant could be at a disadvantage, but if they're willing to take that risk, then that's something that, you know, we would want to keep in mind. I think that's everything. William Foster, who couldn't be here, said in an email to me, you know, what if we said, well, if you get hired, we could reimburse you for your travel expenses. I'm not sure that the commission would be able to make that policy. That's, again, getting into the spending of city funds. And also, the commission doesn't decide who gets hired, so that would be a little bit awkward. Anyway, I've just sort of thrown all that out there for you.
Okay, why don't we just go around the table and everybody can say their piece or voice their concerns or questions they may have. I can start it off that I think it's a reasonable accommodation. That's kind of how I look at it. It would be one thing if the candidate was sitting over in Seattle and just didn't want to pay for the ferry ride, but this candidate is out of state, and with the price of gas and airline tickets right now, it may be $1,000 for a candidate to fly in for this. And then the other thing, I think this is kind of that it's comparative to what is happening already in the corporate world. I know the corporate world does interviews even via telephone without the video interface. The military uses it extensively. When I was deployed in Iraq, we fought the war via VTC, as we would say, with personnel on this side of the world, providing providing input to mission planning on the other side of the world. And as well as their entire course is taught at the academic level via BPC. So I think that that interface is well thought out and utilized in other parts of the world, and this may just be the first time we're using it. The other check and balance that I see we have, that it's comparative to what the other candidates sit through, because they're going to be asked the exact same questions by the exact same panel at the exact same time. And then if this candidate does go forward and scores well, and then is they will still come back at a later time to do the background investigation and interview with the police chief later. So we will eventually have that check and balance of an in-person interview, that certain things may work out later, and we will still have that person-to-person connection later. The only other things I was thinking of is having some kind of backup system if the Skype or FaceTime connection is sketchy, having telephone numbers and making sure that connection is well established and stable ahead of time. And then if we need to consider them signing any kind of appeal waiver, that regardless of how they perform on the questions, if there are technical issues that are beyond our control, that can't be a means for their appeal. If they've made the decision to not fly in and they've chosen this route and we've agreed to it, then that can't be a basis for appeal that they don't agree with the system if they chose that. So those are the only things that I was thinking of. So, Linda?
That's well thought out. I think that it's important that somebody physically come here before a final decision is made. And as long as that's part of the process, and I think that, you know, Bainbridge, like every other community, needs to move forward with the technology that we have. And even if we're awkward doing it for the first several times, we still need to do it. And I think that we should come up during this meeting, if we can, with some type of parameter with this. You know, if somebody wants to be interviewed this way, are they 100 miles away or 500 miles away or an overnight stay away or something like that? And I don't know quite what would be fair. And the other thing that I wanted to kind of ask about is the Mercer Island using the GovJobs today. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's appropriate for this topic, but I thought that was pretty amazing that they had, what was it, 38 lateral candidates. So anyway, those are my thoughts, and I'm eager to hear yours, Steve.
Yes. I indicated to Kate when she first gave us an email that, in thinking about it, I was in agreement to permit that type of interview. And I still am. I agree with your comments and yours too, Linda. I don't think we need a new process. I think we just, based on your training, it doesn't change the rules. We have the authority to do it. And I think I'd be comfortable just leaving it as is and on a case-by-case basis. If somebody makes that request, we consider it. And I don't know where this person's from, which state, but I'm not sure we've had a problem yet as far as in-state candidates. But, my thought was with the low number of one of lateral transfers, it seemed to me it was worth it to permit that person to be interviewed electronically. So anyway, I'd be in favor. And my only concern was whether we had the equipment mm-hmm. to handle, and you handled that. So.
Yeah, we do. One thing I should also point out, that one of the entry-level applicants is also from out of state. So, you know, this could come up. I could see it coming up again. So whether you want to just do it on a case-by-case basis or you're happy to sort of set a policy that I could communicate to the people who are out of state and say, if you're interested in this, please let me know. But I would feel a little uncomfortable on July 10th if one person was given that opportunity just because he's a lateral, but we don't do the same thing.
I think the candidates being the entry level, they should know that it's to their advantage to I really think it's an advantage just to be here in person. Mm-hmm. And this individual out of state is going to be somewhat of a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. Here.
Well, I think that it's it would behoove us to have some type of an internal policy, even if it's not one that we enunciate, just so that we, because we can always change that, but just to kind of think about it, maybe if it only comes forward, because I think you're right, Steve, I think that anybody that wants the job, they want to be here, they want to, but I think that between us, that if somebody is in state, perhaps, they should make the effort to come, and if they're out of state, and I mean, that's a pretty clear delineation, if everybody is comfortable with that. And I like the thought that you had, Rob, with some type of an acknowledgement that an electronic interview is potentially problematic and they accept that, and also realize that that if there are technical problems, that there's no appeal, you know, because of that. So other than that, I think that we probably can have a motion.
I just want, Chief Schultz, your input or concerns or ideas for all.
I think because our numbers on our laterals have been problematic, and I think it's a good way to reach out to others that are considering position with Bainbridge, and if they're out of state. And that's where we're going to be hearing from a lot of folks. And I would agree that this is, it's a process, and oral board is the ability to answer questions and see how they respond to those questions. I think you'll be able to do that. It may be a disadvantage for the applicant because he's not here in person, or she, but I don't have a problem in it being a video.
And I do. I think it's a good way to kind of beta test the process to see if it allows us to widen our applicant pool and making it a little easier for out-of-state candidates to interview. The only other concern I do have is if there is a legal question that needs to be answered on whether or not we have to, if we can do it just for laterals, or if you can't, I don't think that could be unilaterally said. If you do it to one, you have to offer it to all. Mm-hmm. Is my only concern. So if there is a an entry level candidate that wants to utilize this, that's their decision. That's really that's in their ball. If they request and they want to do it, we should provide that accommodation to all, because otherwise, then it looks like we're favoring lateral officers. Mm-hmm. And if they wish to request it, I think we should.
But don't they need to be made aware that it's an option?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think if otherwise, again, it there could be an appearance of favoritism. Then, if once we've decided as a group that this is a viable form of interview, mm-hmm. Then to not offer that, I think we can encourage people that I think it is, and I agree with Steve that it's in the best interest of any candidate to be here in person. That interview goes well, so I would continue to encourage that in those discussions with the candidates, but if it comes down to it and it's their decision, after you tell them that could be an option for them, mm-hmm. Leave it in their court to decide whether they want to come here in person or not.
Okay. And so only out of state? Is that you? Are you comfortable with that?
I think at this point in time, I mean, this is first impression for us,
right? Right.
So we have to learn. Mm-hmm. And before I would, put it on the website that this is available, I'd want to have more discussion with our attorney.
Okay. So then do I have a motion to allow electronic interviews with the caveat that it would be allowed for only out-of-state candidates? Is that thing? Mm-hmm. Do I have a motion?
Yeah, I make a motion.
Well, you make the motion, I'll second it.
I make the motion.
I second.
I would like to speak on that issue. I don't think we just permit that ad hoc at this point. I think we just make this exception and we run into that problem again, Kate can approach us and we can take a look at it to see if it's...
And then something that could be worked into a rules amendment or something as we flesh it out and see how it works this time around. So for this pool of candidates, we make a notification that those that wish to interview on July 10th electronically can, but it's in their best interest to do it in person, but we'll allow it. And then at going forward, we can do it on a case-by-case or ad hoc basis until we can create a formal rule on it.
I think we have to learn what we're doing. And if this is successful and we feel like we're getting a good gauge of the candidate, then that's one thing. But if it's not and we just... then, you know, we might not want to allow it, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure you don't need to have a rule about this, but I will confirm on that. So can I read back what I think the motion is?
Sure.
To allow electronic interviews to out-of-state candidates for the pool to be interviewed on July 10th. So really just limiting to this group of people right now.
Yep.
Okay,
all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously.
Great. Okay.
And then the only other question I would have for Will is if they do need to sign any kind of formal appeal waiver specific to them, or us providing this accommodation to them.
Right.
Interview.
The only the other question comes to my mind. I'd like to witness that interview. Mm-hmm. I think we've now got a schedule.
Right.
I'd sort of like to see how it works out. Could maybe we do that first or in the middle or something? Because I would like to be here.
Well, our concern with the lateral being last was not to prejudice the expectations of the people doing the interviewing. And I don't know if we make it first to accommodate us as commissioners, I think we still have that risk. And so do we know the time the lateral will be interviewed so that if we leave, Steve, we can come back?
Yeah.
3:45.
3:45?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could make that.
Okay.
You may just build a little buffer in that time to make sure that we have all the technical connections. And then we'll have to work out some way of doing the written and then they fax that in.
Well, I think in order to make sure that the person is doing it in the same time period, because we have no way of monitoring that if they're not in front of us, I did think, what about when that person is interviewed by the chief? They could do that at that time.
Do the written...
Since it's not scored and it's not, you know, it really is... That written exercise is really for the chief to look at that person's writing skills.
Yeah, that's true. The written version never... approaches the board or the interview panel. I think that's reasonable.
It's a slight exception to the otherwise consistent process, but I think that's okay.
And they're still going to provide their cover letter or resume or something, and then we'll get copies to that that they would otherwise bring in.
Yes.
Okay.
This will be interesting.
Yeah.
So some extra time to make sure all the IT kinks are worked out and this connection stable and we have backup telephone connections if the audio doesn't work out.
And let's see how much of your time additionally is taken with this too, because if this is a pain for you and you have to do equipment, because I know that all of us have gotten sucked into the computer problems, and you can just spend hours
putting
that head up against the wall. And so if this is burdensome as far as staff time, we want to evaluate that as well, because your time is very important to us.
Anything else?
By the way, are you spending full time on commission?
No, I am not.
It seems like you are.
I know. Sometimes it feels like it. No, I'm not. I'm definitely not. It's manageable. Thank you.
All right. Great. We stand adjourned.
All right.
Yay!
Thanks, folks, for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's going to be interesting, I think.